Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. We bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. We greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are delighted that you've chosen to worship and celebrate with us on this Lord's Day. We give God praise and glory today. I'm so excited about what God is about to do. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to call our worship service to order. And we just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For his faithfulness, for his grace and his mercy. We thank him for so much. But we give God praise on today. We're going to get ready to start with our devotion on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need thee, coming from Proverbs chapter 27 on today. Hallelujah. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth and honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. I have just read you from Proverbs 27, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on today, Lord, humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Lord, this evening, just asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord. Forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you on today, Father, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, I ask you now, hallelujah, to remove it right now. I ask you today, Father, to send the fire of God down and burn it out in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we come this evening in the mighty name of Jesus, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to be in the service of one more time. We give your name praise and glory. And we ask you today, Lord, to bless our worship service, Lord. Bless our servitude in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, to bless everyone, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice today, Lord, and keep them covered now in the shed blood of Jesus. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to come into our worship service on today. Anoint the ones that's under the sound of my voice. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to bind the strong man in the name of Jesus and every evil and deceitful thing, every wicked thing, Lord. I'm asking you to bind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Father, I'm asking you to look down today and have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Lord. I'm asking you to have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to let me decrease, Father, that the Holy Spirit can increase and teach the people of God and preach and minister to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise on today. We magnify your name. We asking you right now, Lord, to bless our worship service. Keep us all on one accord today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today, Father, to be in control over everything on this line on today. In the name of Jesus, out in radio land and on our radio broadcast on today, Father, we give you praise today. We give you glory on today, Father. We just thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you now. Hallelujah. We loose ourselves from any strong man. I'm asking you, Father, to show up and show out in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. Hallelujah. And I give you glory. Hando Koradana. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you today. We thank you today. Hallelujah. 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 We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. We just thank God today and glad to be back in the service one more time. We give God praise and glory on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've had our devotion. We're going to go on to our testimony service. Is there anyone on the... Well, let me be first. Let me be first. I thank and praise God. For God has been truly, truly good to me. I tell you, sometimes it seems like I'm all alone, but God. Sometimes you almost want to give up, but God. Sometimes you almost let go, but God. I just thank God on today. He is a mighty and awesome God, and I give him glory and I give him praise on today. I just thank him today. He's been so awesomely good to me. I've been better than blessed, just better than blessed. I thank God today for being who he is in my life. You know, because it's so many things out here with the world going on. You know, just things of the world that we have to deal with day to day. But God is in the midst of everything, and I just thank him for today. He is so awesome, and he is a faithful God. When we're not faithful, God is always faithful to us. When he promised to us, he always do what he promises. He's a faithful God. I just thank him for being so faithful. Even when we out here in our midst doing things that we shouldn't be doing, God is faithful to us. And I just thank him so much. I'm so glad that I serve a God like that. I'm so glad that I serve the Almighty God. I'm so glad that I serve Elohim. I'm so glad that I can serve Alpha and Omega. I'm so glad today that I serve the Christos, the Anointed One. I'm so glad today. I'm so glad because he is so good. Hallelujah. Elion, hallelujah. The God, the Most High, hallelujah. I'm so glad, hallelujah, to serve El Roni, the God who sees, hallelujah. I'm so glad about him because he sees and he knows. He sees way more than we can ever see. And I thank God today that he knows what's best for us and he do what's best for us. I give God all the praise today. I just can't sit here and not say nothing for the Lord because he is amazing. God is amazing. He is awesome. And when he put things together, hallelujah, they are together. When I tell you he put a ship in the atmosphere, hallelujah, for the end time men and women of war, I can see the handwriting on the wall. That's as clear as no quarter, the vision that he has for the end time men and women of war. I thank him today. He didn't have to do what he's doing, but I see clearly now, hallelujah, and I'm sitting back, and I'm being patient. I'm just being quiet, and I'm waiting on the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yes, I am, and I thank God, hallelujah. I'm supposed to be testifying, but God keeps pulling in one way, and I thank God, hallelujah. Well, he is good. He is a great God. He is a great shepherd. And I thank him on today. Hallelujah. Oh, if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, if it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side, I don't know where I would be at today. I don't know where I would be, Lord. I thank you so much when it seemed like I'm all alone. You're right there. Yes, Lord. When I almost let go, you was right there. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I almost let go. I almost stumbled. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad. That God is right there. Hallelujah. I give him praise today. He's always there. He's always there. You just have to depend on him. God is always there. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is a great God. He's a great God. Hallelujah. 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 And I give him the praise today. I thank him for the fire of the anointing falling down on me. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost on me, Lord. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank God today. Hallelujah. I just want to know if there's anyone else that has something to say for the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you today. Oh, yes, I come to praise the Lord. I don't know what you come to do today, but I come to give him praise today. I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself, but I know that I know that I know that I know that God is everything in my life. Hallelujah. I give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Fire. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Fire. Hallelujah. Fire. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you today. Fire. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today. Thank you today. Thank you today. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Anyone, hallelujah. It's want to say something to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless your name,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Well, if it's no one else, we're going to get ready to go into our praise and worship. I tell you, God is, he's been just blessed. And, you know, it's always when you talk about God going to do this and God going to do that and God going to do that, I have just such a big and awesome testimony. How he moved everybody away from me. How he just put me in a place where I can only depend on him and call on his name. And then, hallelujah, he start easing me back. He start easing me back, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for the testimony today. And then, hallelujah, now he's putting other people in my path now. He's sending people to me, hallelujah, people that I ain't never heard of, and I don't know, hallelujah, people that's even not from here, they in another state, but they here now, hallelujah. I just thank and praise God that when you get in God's grace and God's glory, how he'll shift. Put a shift in the atmosphere. But, and I walked up on our apostle yesterday, and all she said was, hallelujah, do you want to buy or do you want to rent? I say, either one, apostle. She said, okay, I'll take it before the board. And let me tell you something. She ain't said, I need one dime. She ain't said this, this, and this. All she said is, ask me what I want. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful today. I'm so thankful today. I know what God is trying to do. I know what he's doing, not trying. I know how to look about. I can see that vision clearly now. And I thank God that I'm quiet. I'm just being quiet. And I'm being patient. And I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus. Because I already know what he's going to do. I already know. In the name of Jesus. Because I'm just trying to be quiet and be patient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just wanted to give a little testimony if I could, Apostle Deborah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I was going to be quiet. And I kept hearing you say, you go be quiet. And it was like the Spirit saying, are you going to be quiet? And I'm looking for scripture and all that, but I already know that it's a scripture of Revelation where Jesus is saying to the seer, the revelator, John the revelator, his apostle, when he's in the vision and caught up, and Jesus letting him know that you were overcome by the power of your testimony and by the shed blood of the Lamb, the Holy Lamb of God. And I just want to take the opportunity, especially when you delay, because I said, well, I don't have to say something every time that opens. But when you gave your testimony, I said, yeah, I want to just say something for the Lord, because
praise
I'm
God.
Overcome by my testimony. My testimony is that Jehovah God is good. He's great,
yes.
And he has done marvelous things. And I
yes.
have to give him praise and glory. Like you said, sometimes we can fall off and not all have everything together.
Thank you.
I was hoping to be in a different place right now in my life, just from all the vision and goal that God has given me. But the Lord showed me, you know what? Your work is not in vain. You have to
That's
keep
right.
running this race. You have
That's
to keep
right.
pushing and pressing,
That's
because
right.
this is the work of the Lord, and I will give the increase for you. You just keep
yes.
holding on. And I want to encourage
yes.
somebody out in radio land, if you have not given Jesus Christ, the Lord, as your hand and your heart and your life as your Lord and Savior, I would admonish you to do that today. Don't delay on such a blessing.
Yes,
because,
Lord,
yes. Yeah, because it's a blessing that can't be bought. Amen. No one can keep
Amen.
You out. No one can say no. God is the creator of heaven and earth, Jehovah,
yes, Lord,
Yahweh.
Yes.
Yah, L-L-E,
yes,
y'all,
Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you,
he
Jesus.
Is the one that can accept you into eternity. He is the
yes,
one
Lord.
That gave his only begotten son. Said if
yes,
you would
Lord.
Believe on his name, because all have fallen short of the glory of God.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
the wages
yeah.
of sin is death. But the gift from God, Jehovah
all
God,
right.
Adonai, the true God of Israel,
yes.
the Most
yes,
High
Lord.
God, the Holy One,
yes.
who there is
Hallelujah.
None other besides him, the one who
yes.
breathes the rock breath in man, hallelujah, gave us life
Thank
and
you.
Gave us destiny and gave us purpose. He knew that we were up against a formidable force. His name is Satan.
Yes.
That's your true enemy. When you get
yes,
finished,
Lord.
Look at past the personalities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
What's behind it is a dark force called the kingdom of hell.
Yes.
But you have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ. He died on the
yes.
cross.
Yes,
for the forgiveness
is.
Of sins. That New Testament in the Holy Bible gives us an account from more than one of his disciples that walked with him and told about
yes.
his death, burial, and resurrection, told about the life,
yes.
that the miracle signs and wonders that he done, and
yes,
how he fulfilled
Lord.
The scriptures that he is the absolute Messiah that
yes,
was talked
Lord.
About. 42 generations before he came. Hallelujah. And this is the one we have the opportunity to repent, to come to God the Father through Jesus,
yes,
because
Lord.
Acts 4 and 12 says there is no other name under heaven by
all
which
right,
men,
right.
boys, and girls can be saved. So my testimony is, yes, that has been hard. Has Minister Lisa Ben Harris been perfect? No. But God, hallelujah, lift
come on now,
me up
hallelujah.
When my enemies would
yes.
come to surround me, and they come to eat up my flesh. They come to
yes.
talk about me. They come to laugh and mock and scorn my downfall, maybe my
yes.
shortcomings. And when I have great friends and people around me to comfort me, because God has blessed me with some wonderful people, like you said, God will send you some
Amen.
Awesome people your way to pray
yes,
for you,
Lord.
Lay hands, and say, baby,
yes,
it'll be
Lord.
All right. Then I got got to deal with self. I've got to deal with reconciling who I see myself as and who God say who I am. Hallelujah. When I'm not even worried about what the enemy said, I'm shaking and trembling trying to work out my own soul salvation.
Lord, how am I going to make it?
Hallelujah. I need to do better than this. This ain't what you said I should be doing. You said I can do more than this. You said I can go further than this. You said I would do better than this. I need you to come and help me. Give me the increase. Let me see your glory,
hallelujah, in my life.
Fill me with an extra anointing. I need your Holy Ghost power to wrestle with this here. Because we're
not wrestling
against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against some real principalities and dark places.
That's right.
So if you have not, I just want to just not to go on too far, but when you start talking about the goodness of the Lord, when you start talking about God, who no one can stand with before him in sin and in their flesh, and you just can't stand before God any kind of way. So how can you not get excited when you know you have the opportunity to do that through Christ Jesus?
Yes, right.
Access
Amen.
To the creator of the universe. We get excited about access to men and women, boys and girls who are renowned. But now we're talking about the creator who created them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's who you can have
Thank
access
you.
To. And so I just want to encourage someone, if you feel like you can't make it, you feel like you just keep messing up, you have problems with addiction, your flesh, you feel like you're trying to do well, and you by yourself, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the kingdom of glory come in. That's talking to the city, but I'm talking to God's people. Somebody belongs to the Lord, and you have not acknowledged it, but God is acknowledging you right now. I'm telling you, come forth and give your life to Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Apostle Deborah, I give you honor and respect, and I thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for your work. I will continue to keep the ministry lifted up, and I thank you for your blessings in my life. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess. We thank and praise God for Prophetess Harris and her testimony on today. We're going to get ready to close out on it and get ready for our praise and worship at this time. And, you know, I don't try to alternate the spirit. Whatever he wants to do, that's what I want to do. But I know that we got to go on. Amen. Praise and worship.
doing things on my own. The tests and trials that come to make me strong. The feelings of guilt or shame and defeat. The ways of trials that feed upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now, Lord, I need you now. I need you right now, right now, right now. I need you now. Oh, not another second, not another minute to close. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh. Please make a way today. Oh, Lord, oh, my God.
Amen, amen. Smoking Norfolk. I need thee now, and we need him right now. Yes, we do. We're going to get ready to go right into our word on today. Me and this word, I tell you, I want to preach one thing, and God want me to preach what he say. And so I got to be obedient here. A lot of times, you know, you have to get yourself together and do what the Lord says. So I'm going to pray. Father, we just thank you now, hallelujah, for this, for the portions of our service, Lord, that we've already been in. Now, Lord, it comes down to your word, and we just give you praise and glory for your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to let me, allow me to decrease, that you, the Holy Spirit, may increase and preach and teach and minister to your people on today. Father, I have no power of myself. I know nothing without you, Father. So I'm asking you on today, Father, to send the Spirit, send your anointing right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You don't expect for him to just, whew, he did some right there, but that's all right. It's his business. We're going to be coming today from 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hallelujah. Wasn't what I don't even have a subject, a topic of it. But all I know is he said this. So I started studying this yesterday, looking over some. We're going to be coming from the fourth chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Amen. Amen. I just thank and praise God for giving me this. Because it's really telling us to study, you know, we need to study and we need to not neglect our gifts. So I didn't get a title. He didn't give me a sermon. So I'm just going to go from here. And a lot of times this is a good preaching verses. These are good preaching verses, but a lot of people don't even know what their gifts are. So why will I get up and preach hard and folks don't even know what their gifts are? They don't even understand what they're talking about. Gifts not even activated. So I got to reading and studying. I was saying, Lord, a lot of people don't know. Folks don't even know they have gifts. Because we got a lot of people in different denominations that don't even believe in gifts. We got, you know, it's like teach. I hear what the Lord has given me. Teach. You know, and when I'm able to preach, then I will preach and hoop and all that kind of stuff. But until everyone, and I know in time men and women of war knows, but what about you in Radio Land and what about the other ones on our radio broadcast? May not even know that you have a gift. You know, and you need to be taught about the gift. But this is Paul talking to Timothy here. He said to Timothy, neglect not the gift that is in thee. The Spirit of God gives to every believer a gift. And Timothy had a gift. And he wasn't using it right then, but he was to use it. Now, Timothy was warned not to neglect the gift that God has given him. This shows that he definitely had a gift. And the ability of him not using it it's like it was wasted. If God give you something, if you're a singer, a songstress, and you got a beautiful voice and you stop singing, what do you think the voice gonna do? It's gonna go away. It's not probably gonna go all the way away, but you won't be able to sing like you would if you were singing all the time. Same for gift, because your voice is a gift too. If you neglect to use the gift that God has given you, then it will waste away for eternity. Just like with the parable of the talent, we should not bury our ability. We should not bury our gift. Now, a gift is in different places, in different things, because, you know, a gift is like a present, somebody giving you something. It is extraordinary powers distinguishing certain believers and enabling them to serve the church. Now, that's a spiritual gift. Now, and I was just gave you the meaning of a regular gift, a present, somebody giving you something. But this right here is a gift, a spiritual gift is an extraordinary power distinguishing certain believers and enabling them to serve the church. That's what it is. The reception of which is due to the power of divine grace operating in their souls by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 12, and all the way down to 31. Concerning spiritual gifts, the number is as various as the needs of the church. See, when you have a gift and you have spiritual gifts, a lot of times they're for the church and their needs, and especially, well, all of them, even the tongues, you know, all of them, to me, God made them, and he gave them to us for a reason and for his purpose. But we should not neglect to use the gifts. We should not. Timby has been given supernatural gifts by God. And I believe Timothy had more than one gift. And should trust that God will do great things with his gift and have him to help people with his gift. And I'm talking about these gifts because so many people have gifts and don't know it, don't know how to activate them or get them activated, don't know what to do with them. You know, we use them for all kind of stuff, and a lot of times when we have these gifts, for instance, prophecy, some people charge to prophesy. Some people just go around trying to prove that they're a prophet. They prophesy over and over and over and over and over and over. You know what? I did this, I did that, and I said this, and I told them this, and it came to pass. God don't want that. That's not it. That's not what God give you that gift for. That's not. I'm just telling you, and I know it for myself. That's not what he did that for, which was given thee by prophecy. A lot of times with the laying on of hands of the Presbyterian, a lot of times we lay hands on you, and not just for prophecy, but I've laid hands on people just to be filled with the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and God blessed them to do that. Or, you know, when you're getting ready to and you want to bestow a mantle on someone, you pray for them. Like that, when you ordaining someone, you lay hands on them. But, you know, on down in the Word, it says, lay your hand on no man suddenly. But with the ordinations and stuff like that, affirmations, you lay hands to pray. Or if you placing a mantle or passing a mantle onto somebody, you lay hands on them. But we have to learn that. There's so many times throughout the Bible where we found where the men of God have prayed and laid hands on different ones, and especially like Aaron and different ones like that, Abraham and when he was blessing Joseph's children, Jacob was blessing Joseph's children, Manasseh and Ephraim, I think, and he put the one on the young hand on the youngest hand and started blessing him, and Joseph was kind of upset and moved his hand and said that. That's the wrong one. He said no, because the younger one will be over the older one and like that. But that's the kind of thing you lay hands. And you also, when you praying for healing for someone, you lay hands. These are gifts. This is a gift. This is a gift. The gift of healing. You know, when you lay hands on someone for the purpose of healing, it's a gift. But when you don't even know about healing, you haven't been taught about these gifts, then how are you going to help the people of God? You know, you can lose that gift forever if you don't learn about what God has given you. You have to know that. And the next one says, And a Presbyterian is like an elder. I just want to everybody know a Presbyterian is like an elder or officer of the church. Okay, 4:15 says, meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. See, we need to meditate day and night on the word. We need to meditate even on our gifts, on things God has given us. We have to be diligent in studying and committed. You know what I'm saying? We have to be. We have to give ourselves wholly over to what the Lord wants, not what man wants. Man is okay. We ain't trying to please no man. I'm just telling you. I am not trying to please man at all, but I'm trying to please God. It's enough for me to have to please God than trying to please this man over here, that lady over there. This man, I'm not. I'm trying to please the Lord, and my desire is that, you know, it's just try to keep everybody in their places. But I ain't trying to please nobody. I tell you, I'm not. I am not. But we should meditate on God's word as much as possible. Much as possible. We have to do this. We have to study to show ourselves approved. That's what we have to do, and meditate. Meditate is like a private devotion, reflecting upon spiritual truths and mystery, accompanied by mental prayer. Meditation is a duty that ought to be attended to by all who wish to have spiritual gifts and interested in spiritual gifts. We have to meditate. We have to. It is, and I'm telling you, it will help you so much if you could meditate. Just lay there and think about what God is giving you to do, what the word of God. If you read one scripture and you meditate on that scripture, God will give you something. See, it took me a long time to learn that. All these sermons I've written out, wrote, when you don't even have to do that. God gave me this late last night when I couldn't even hardly read the verse because I was so tired. I put that Bible down and everything up, got up this morning, went in prayer, went before the Lord, and got to my office and sit there and let him. And I still wrote some stuff down, but I knew I wasn't going to look at those papers. Because it's not me that's speaking. It's God. And I could get up here and hoop and holler and holler hoop. And if they walk away and don't know what I'm talking about and understand who is it benefiting, I want you all to understand out in radio land. I want the broadcast, the ones on the broadcast, I want you to understand not to neglect the gift that God has put in you. When we don't prophesy, when God give us a word to give somebody and we don't, then we neglecting the gift. When we don't use the gift that God has given us, we neglecting it. When we don't lay hands with somebody, I got a headache, we supposed to be the first one when I hand praying. You got to not neglect the gift that God has given to us. It's just like when the talents, they went and buried the thing. That's not what God gave it to you for. Use it. And meditation, God can get in, I'm telling you, God will get in that meditation, the Holy Spirit. When I tell you, you pray and meditate on the things in the word of God and watch God do some things. I'm telling you. Study that them scriptures and then go and meditate. You ain't got to lay down. Go somewhere off to yourself. Get you a cup of coffee or a pop or some water. And just meditate. Lay your head back and meditate on what God wants to tell you, and I bet you walk away with an earful. Because he is a God just like that. He don't care if, who he's talking, trying to get the people to understand. You just say what he tell you to say. You got to be committed. You have to have patience, commitment, meditation. Meditate on the word of God. And if you have your gifts and know what they are, you should be using them. That thy property may appear to all. You know, you want to be able to help everybody with the gifts God has given you. You got a gift, you got a double portion. You ought to be trying to help somebody. That's what God gave it to us, so we can minister to the people of God, to the believer. He says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. See, we got to take heed. Take heed. Not as a man or a woman or a believer only, but as a minister. And every minister should take heed to his life and conversation, that it may be exemplary, I can't even see it, to his gift, that they may be not lost or neglected, but used and improved. See, when we use them, that's why, and I tell every prophet, end time men and women prophet, it's good to be around people, believers and stuff, but you need to kind of surround yourself with prophets, other prophets. Because when you're around them, that anointing hooks up, and iron sharpeneth iron, believe me. For you know it, you'll be prophesying every few minutes, because if they're prophesying and you right there where they are, you connected on the phone or you somewhere around them, you're going to start prophesying. That connection going to connect. It's going to connect. Iron sharper than iron. I'm telling you, you need to take heed of your life and your conversation. You know when I'm speaking about, don't let your conversation be raggedy around other folks. You know, that's why prophets like to be by themselves a lot. They don't be around all type of people, I'm telling you. Even though we have to minister, but we know it's a line that we don't go across. And when God speaks to you, you're going to do just what he say and get back. Because if you keep on going and doing what he say and saying what he say, and then it'll fall in the flush, because he been to stop talking and then you been to start it. Mm-mm. We can't do that. We got to say what God tell us to say. We got to do what he tell us to do. We got to meditate on that word. He warned Timothy. Now he's warning us. He's warning us. Neglect not the gift that God has given thee. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. You better try to use it. When God say something, believe me, you better be trying to say it. And you don't worry about what nobody else say. I'm telling you, you don't. But you need to go on and use that gift that God has given you and bless you with. I thank God today for every gift that he's given me. A lot of people don't even believe in the gift. You know, and call themselves a prophet or apostle or bishop. Don't even believe in the gift. And it's right here in the word. Oh, that's for old days. That ain't no old days. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. No old days. And I don't understand how they even got anyway. But it's you know, it's about God. But we have to take heed in what we're doing, our conversation, who we're around. We got to take heed. Then we got to feed the flock of God. That's what he gave us to do. Feed the flock as pastors and ministers. Feed the flock. You have to feed. Every time you preaching or you teaching or ministering and you saying the wrong stuff, that thing is on you. That's on you. And you're going to get it. But I'm telling you, study to show yourself approved. If you don't know, you better try to find out. Don't get out here half-step. Don't get out here loose-lip. Just like we're talking about prayer in our Bible class. I was just thinking today, we didn't even talk about how prayer, selfish prayers, folks saying, praying, and they said, bless my house, and bless my children, and bless my car, and bless my finances. You know God head turned. It turned. You can't do that. That's why I know a lot of folks, God gives, and they don't know what they're doing with them. I'm just telling you, I am nobody. I don't know nothing. But this I do know. This I do know. God is not pleased with that action. The ones that's not using their gifts, God going to take them and give them to someone else. Somebody else to have a double portion. Because if he's warning Timothy, believe me, it's for us too that have gifts. How can you be an apostle and you don't have a gift? I don't understand that. How can you be a prophet and you don't have the gift of prophecy? It's just so much that God is showing me, and people are too. But you know, you don't go at them, you know, like you're going to kill them. But you have to ease this thing and show them to it in the word. You got to get the word and open that word up to them and say, look, this, read this. Or let me read it to you. But I'd rather for you to read it so you can read it for yourself. God has given every believer a gift, but it's so many of them are not activated. So I want to encourage somebody today that have gifts and don't have it activated yet to get somewhere and get your gift activated. Then I want to encourage somebody that have a gift and is activated to not neglect your gift that God has given you. Hallelujah. He could have gave me some of that. Hallelujah. I would have accepted it. Hallelujah. We can't neglect this gift. And we can't live any kind of way and preach it to somebody else. Trying to tell somebody else and guess this and you got some kids. You got a husband. Just stop that and wait till you hear what God is telling you. Keep your mouth shut. If it ain't but one word, say the one word that he say to you and forget it until he say something else. See, this is what I'm talking about. Know what you're doing. Know what you're doing. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care. One young lady came, wasn't even here. She called me from Michigan before I moved from St. Louis. Won the word. I gave her the three words that God gave me. She said, is that all? I said, it sure is. I say, I'm not a liar, and I'm definitely not going to lie on God. Well, you was right. It's straight to the point. Yeah, absolutely. And if you want another word, you go to somewhere else because I'm not finna lie on God. So if I hear one word, I tell him that. He can say 2 cents or many or whatever it is. I'm going to say green, red, whatever it is, I'm going to say it. May not mean nothing to me, but it may mean something to somebody else. But I'm not going to lie on God. If he don't say nothing else the next day, then that's when you will hear something else. But we got to get in that stage. We got to know. We got to get in that stage, I'm telling you. But I just want to encourage you to start using your gift and not neglect it because it's going to waste. It's just wasted. God or Jesus will be back here before your gift get activated. If you don't get it activated, he needs us to be working now. He needs us to be doing what he called us to do now. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God today. I hope I encourage somebody because that's what God gave me. I want to change and preach out of Jeremiah, but he said this. Now, I don't know why he said that, but it's his business. But anyway, I just thank and praise God, and I hope I was encouraged somebody today about their gifts. And if you got any kind of question, please feel free to give me a call out in Radio Land. You're on our radio broadcast. I'm getting ready to do our altar call, and I just want to know, I'm opening the doors of the church. If it's anyone wants to come and join, you are welcome. There's still room at the cross for you today. You could come by letter, by baptism, or you can just come. Just come. Come to Jesus while you have time. So I'm getting ready to do our altar call. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, repenting, Lord, confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin we've committed against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come today, Lord, just giving you praises and thanking you for just another day that you kept us, Lord. Father, we so glad that we were able to come to be joined together in the house of God. One more time, I thank and praise God today. Wherever we are, we know that you're there. So you come into the house of God, wherever we are in the sanctuary. I just thank and praise God on today. I give God glory and I magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to cover everyone, hallelujah, up under the sound of my voice on today. Father, I ask you to look down and have mercy on each one of them in the name of Jesus. Some need you for one thing, Father, and some need you for another today. And I don't know what they stand in need of, Lord, but you know today. I'm asking you today, Father, in the name of Jesus, to take over and take control right now, Lord, be in every situation and every circumstance that they have in the name of Jesus. You know, Lord, you know, hallelujah, we're depending on you, Father. We're depending on you, Lord, we're depending on you. Can't depend on nobody else. Don't put our confidence in no other man. Nobody but you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, that we came together to worship you on today. I thank you for the word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for just having a time to come before you again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, worshiping you, Lord, giving you all the praise, giving you all of our worship, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, Father, to bless everyone that's in radio land right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you today. They love you too, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to work out some situations that I'm looking at, Lord. In the name of Jesus, some bills that's due. In the name of Jesus, open some doors, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm asking you right now, Lord. You got time. Time is your time. All time is your time. I'm asking you now, Lord, to listen to time out for that deal, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm thanking you today. I'm thanking you, Lord, that you put the food in the cabinet, in the refrigerator. In the name of Jesus, let there be no lack. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, for that check, that somebody will come trying to pay some. In the name of Jesus, Father, Father, you can do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all time belong to you. In the name of Jesus, bless your people all over this land and country, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you today. I thank you today. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. Give you praise today. And I give you glory. Thank you for your anointing. I thank you for the gift that is in us. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for activating every gift. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. I give you praise. Praise on today. I'm asking you now to bless Apostle Dean in the name of Jesus, the overseer over these ministries, in the name of Jesus, everyone that's connected, bless them right now, in the name of Jesus, bless your name, bless this region, bless that region, in the name of Jesus, bless our neighbors, bless our cities, bless the state, in the name of Jesus, bless Lord. Bless Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we need more prayer. We need more power. We need more patience. We need more praise. We need more prophecy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you now. Hallelujah. For everyone that's under the sound of my voice, everyone that's in radio land, I'm asking you to cover them, Lord. Cover their children and grandchildren, great-grand, their families, Lord. All these things, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, Father, and for your glory. Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God for our altar call and prayer. Hallelujah. I give him praise and glory on today for everything. God is good, just like that. And I just want to wish all the men a happy Father's Day on today and wish my father a happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're not going to hold. We're going to get ready to dismiss. I just thank you for being patient and being on longer than you usually be on. I give God praise for you, you and you. So we're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise today. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, we just thank you, Father. I'm just so happy and joyful and peaceful down in my spirit, Father. Oh, a peace that passes all understanding, Lord. I give you praise. I see the vision clearly now, and I just thank him. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And I thank him, and I thank you, Father. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. You all have a good evening, and God bless you. Have a good evening. Amen.